Blog Talk Radio.
Participating in The Roots, which is coming up on Sunday, November 20th. I'm preparing for my pageant coming up, Miss I Miss Scottsdale Plus America. Also, my jewelry line's coming out, and a caftan line is coming out. So I'm pretty busy right now. But to answer your question, Auntie, one of the traditions I plan on getting rid of or not doing, repeating, is making a New Year's resolution. Every year we all make a New Year's resolution, and I'm just done with it. It's hard to follow through. As you know what I mean? We all say, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this and do that. And then 2 weeks into your New Year's, you forgot all about the resolution. So one of mine is just Xing that out and not even doing it anymore. No more New Year's resolutions for me. So that's all one right. of the things I would, one of the traditions I'm going to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. That's crystal clear and very easy to do. So, hey, I'm okay with that. All right. Swan, what you got going on?
Well, the one for mine, well, for Thanksgiving, we normally get together with family, but this year I'll be going on a cruise, leaving.
Ooh, you finally
got a Yay. Enjoy it. Have fun.
No, it's been a minute since we've been on them. You know, we used to go every year. So,
mm-hmm.
thank God. We'll be leaving on Sunday, returning on Sunday. So, we normally spend time with our families on Thanksgiving. So, it'll be Stacy and Serenity and I and his mom.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be leaving on Sunday. So, that's going to be a traditional that, I mean, a tradition that will be broken. We're normally together with our family.
All right. Tell them who you are and where you hail from and all that good stuff. What you got going on?
Swan. And this is Swan, Swan Central Plus, a beautiful Swan, because you know I hail from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where all, and I said it, all of the beautiful people are. So, again, and I am going to put this little peace in here. I'm just so grateful to be here, grateful to God, thankful for another day. Y'all just don't know. It's been a rough week, but I'm here. I'm blessed. I'm thanking God in advance. Now, Swan Central Plus, ladies, Swan Central Plus has its free Black Friday sale going on right now. Started at 8 o'clock. It's going to go through 8 a.m. on Saturday. 50% off the website, so you better get it and get it fast. Then share alike. Share the website with your family, with your friends. It's time to do some shopping, ladies. Get it done.
I heard that.
I'm going to go head on and head on over there now.
I'm about doing the same thing. I got my card in my hand already.
All right. I am heading on over there now. See what I could go and get him.
Yeah. And for our listeners, it's going to be www.swancentralplus.com. And the coupon code to use is going to be Black 50, Black 50.
You going to spell B-L-K or B, is it B-L-K or B-L-C-K?
B-L-A-C-K.
A-C-K?
50. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you much.
All right, all right, all right. And this young lady is no stranger to Curves and 3D Radio. And we treat her like family because she is family. And for those that don't know her, I will be formally introducing her in the Hot Topics tonight. But I want to go ahead and have Miss Aretha, Sister Big Bone, to tell you a little bit about herself, where she hails from, what she got going on right now, where she hails from, and a tradition that she's planning on breaking this year.
I am beauty. I am Sister Big Bones. I am Aretha Cowden. How is everybody doing in 3D?
Absolutely fabulous.
Well, that is fabulous. Well, I hail from Wichita, Kansas. That's right. I am in the Sunflower State. Man, I got so much going on. So, I'm going to let Omega, you know, tell my story, but I will tell you about the tradition that I'm going to be breaking. I'm not going to try to break the bank with gifts. I'm going to make sure that I love on my loved ones, which is priceless. You can't put a price on that. So I'm making sure that the gifts that I give them are really the gift of love and my time, because that is something that you can never get back, which is time. So no more trying to rob Paul to pay Peter to get gifts, because that's not what it's all about anyway.
That's right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. Well, we got that. So some good traditions. I love the New Year's resolution. Love on your family and friends. Don't, you know, spend that time with them. And I love the fact that Swan is getting away with her hectic schedule, that she is finding the opportunity to get away with the cruise. And y'all know Auntie loves the cruise. So that is the best rest in the world, because I don't even have a phone and I don't pay for the phone service. So it is perfect for me. So to truly get away and get some rest. Again, they do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful Omega Auntie Mother Seal. You guys, and I hail from beautiful Lakeland, Florida, in Central Florida. And I am excited to say I am a Lakelander. I have so much going on. It's just, where do I start? Where do I start? I'm super excited about Dynasty Weekend. Let me tell you something. 3D Dynamo Diva Dynasty is having its first annual Dynasty Weekend. I'm excited about that, because we got ladies coming from all across the country to share, not just in training, because we will be training, coaching. We're having a fashion show. Excuse me, that Sunday we're having a fashion show. That Saturday we're having a mass photo shoot. We have four photographers coming in. We're having our Christmas gift exchange and our Christmas party. We're having a lunching. We have so much planned, but the cake, the icing on the cake, is that Carnival Works will be doing a documentary on 3D Plus Modeling Company. I signed the contracts on yesterday. I'm excited about it and everything that they're saying. They took the documentary from being 8 to 15 minutes to being a full-fledged 45-minute documentary, just based on who we are and what we're doing as a group. So I am extremely excited about that. You guys, when I say that God is truly opening doors, the doors are being opened, because they want to actually shop 3D Dynamo Diva Dynasty as a Netflix series. I don't know what that is, because I haven't had a chance today to really get in there. And if y'all ever heard of something like that, y'all let me know, because I was going to put it out there. But I don't know what that is, but if it's something where it's going to be ongoing and a weekly event. So I'm excited about what is happening with Curves in 3D, the radio show. They're going to come in the week after, and we're going to do a live remote broadcast here in my home for the show the Thursday after the Dynasty Weekend. So I think Moni Meraki will still be here.
Yes, I'll be there still. Mm-hmm.
Aretha,
excited.
You'll be here. So,
oh, yes, yes, yes.
They're coming into my home, and they are miking us up and wrapping it all up, and they're going to actually shoot Curves in 3D Radio Show live the Thursday after Dynamo Diva Dynasty. So I'm excited about everything that's going on, all of the models. Some great things are happening for some of the 3D models. So I'm excited. So I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere and say that I'm getting ready, a tradition that I am going to break this year. Normally I spend time, you know, with my family, but in lieu of having to, you know, get prepared for such a grand weekend, I'm actually staying home and I'm not doing any traveling at all this holiday week. So I'm excited about saying that. I'm going to be home putting up my Christmas tree. My goal is to have my Christmas tree put up and light it Thanksgiving night. So that is my goal. So I'm breaking the tradition of waiting until 2 or 3 days before Christmas to put my Christmas tree up, and I'm going to have it up early this year. So I'm excited about that.
Yay.
As y'all can tell, I am extremely excited. So just going to be doing some planning and working. A lot has happened, guys, since the last time we were on the show. We have elected a new president, so we have a new incumbent president, which is Donald Trump. He won, so we weren't able to be on last week, so just wanted to share that. And in the news on Throw Me a Curve tonight, I wanted to really talk about, guys, what happened in West Virginia that caused two ladies to lose their job. And I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear about that story about the mayor and another official in a city in West Virginia who both lost their job because they called Michelle Obama an ape in heels. Did y'all hear about that?
I did not hear about that. Wow.
I did.
A nonprofit director.
I'm sorry.
And mayor in the town of Clay, West Virginia, they're both out of a job because came under fire for a racist Facebook post about Michelle Obama. Pamela Ramsey Taylor, who was the director of Clay County's Development Corporation, a local nonprofit, reportedly posted a status after Donald Trump was elected president on Tuesday, saying she was looking forward to having, Melania Trump as first lady? It would be so refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified first lady back in the White House, she wrote. I'm tired of seeing a ape in heels.
Oh, my word.
And the mayor commented.
Yeah, the mayor commented on that. Just made my day, Pam. That's what the mayor of that Clay County commented, that just made my days. But both of them, one was fired, and then the other one actually resigned.
Yes, ma'am.
But they deleted the comments, but somebody had already screenshotted the actual comment. And an online petition to have both of the ladies removed from office was received with almost 95,000 signatures on it. And that all happened within a day or two. Taylor did lose her job. Welling ended up, because of the comment, she ended up resigning. But she said her comment was not intended to be racist at all. I was referring to my day being made for the change in the White House. I am truly sorry for any hard feelings this may have caused. Those who know me know that I am not in any way racist. Again, I would like to apologize for this getting out of hand. She said, actually, the public's response to the post is a hate crime against me.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, I read that, and I was like, oh, my God, because I saw it on CNN, and I'm like, really? Come on. Are you kidding me? An ape in heels? I mean,
and you don't think that that's racist. You're saying that that's not racist. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Absolutely. Everybody thinks that they can sit behind that computer and type whatever they want to type.
But, you know, a lot of them are not even sitting behind the computer. They are really literally going up to people. Have you seen the amount of protests in all of the different states and all of the comments and the recordings that are being made? You know, you're going back to Mexico or you're going back to the cop. My sister had an incident happen like that at her school with some of the things that were saying or sent on Facebook.
Right.
You know, so you have to be extremely careful what you're posting on Facebook. And not only just for direct racism, but reverse racism as well. So we have to be careful, too, what we post, because it can be perceived as reverse racism. So, but I definitely wanted to get that out there and didn't know that you had not heard about it, Moni, but that was, there was so much vapor, and heat behind that. I'm not talking about just black people. I'm talking about white and black people were supporting,
right.
you know, getting those two ladies fired.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I'm so glad Michelle say we go high when they go low.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, and that was updated on November the 15th that it was true that the mayor, Beverly Whalen, did resign from her position as mayor, you know, because I would hate to think that as a mayor that you would treat your black citizens indifferent. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Anybody.
Yeah. Well, if you
so
can make
much,
a
yeah.
if you can make a comment like that, you already know, you know, pretty much how she's treating people.
Mm-hmm. But the Clay Democratic
mm-hmm.
Executive Committee told Gazette Mail, which is an organization, they strongly oppose any form of racism or hate speech and describe Michelle Obama as one of the most grateful, graceful and articulate first lady in American history. And that's
she
what
sure
everybody
is.
Says about Michelle Obama is that how graceful she is. We got some background, you know, how graceful Michelle Obama is, how well-spoken she is.
Yes.
I mean,
educated,
right?
Well educated. Mhm.
And I don't know because I posted something on my Facebook page, which it wasn't hateful, and you guys can say, Auntie Nye, that was a bit much because y'all know.
No, I did see that.
I don't, you know, sugarcoat anything. But I did post a picture of the incoming president's wife, and I just made a little comment, and somebody went off. I mean, and kept going off. Didn't just
right
stop.
Right.
But saying that I'm a what was it a slut slinger? What was it?
Slut shaming.
Oh,
you can thank Amber Rose for that one, for coining that term.
Oh, I didn't even know what that was. I was like, cause I don't really follow that stuff.
I guess you're not allowed to say anything bad against people who've had shady pasts. I guess that's how the term was kind of coined. I guess you used to be a slut, and now you've bettered your way, so we shouldn't slut shame you.
I mean, and the picture that I put up wasn't even one of the more racier pictures. You know, it was a more, you know, toned down because
I'm trying to understand is where they come off with Melania being more classy and elegant or whatever. What has she done? Do anyone have any facts or anything of what she's done to prove herself as being worthy of first lady?
Well, I know she took a
anyone?
Whole lot of naked pictures because everybody's talking about these naked pictures. And my thing about it all is the point that I made was, well, First Lady prefers to be bare, not a great look, I might add, ridiculous. This is our country's First Lady. And then I heard on Steve Harvey, he did a show about it. He had a panel of women. And he was talking about Vanessa Williams being Miss America. And as Miss America, when they found some new pictures of Vanessa Williams, they took her, stripped her of her crown and sat and said that she could not represent America. But here it is. We have the top position, the most honorable position in the world is to be the First Lady of the White House. But now it's so okay to have these naked pictures because she is a progressive woman. Now the Miss America contestant can't have naked pictures, but the First Lady of America can have naked pictures, and it's okay for her husband to be the President of the United States of America.
Well,
yeah,
it's okay for her husband to be the President, and he's made some comments that we all know are very bigoted and racist, misogynist, sexist. And he still made it into the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say it and put that out there. So what else would you expect him to be married to?
And the person commented on my thing. She did one news spread 3 years before she met Donald. It wasn't
more than
porn.
One.
It was actually the British GQ. This is so much worse. There is so much worse. We should be allowing. We should not be allowing for slut shaming when we as women are fighting for equality and freedom to do with our bodies as we see fit. She was a couture model. We, more than anyone, know what this industry is like. So, of course, y'all know
couture
Auntie
is
responded.
Not nude. Couture is not nude.
Well, it's clothes, baby.
But...
It's clothes.
Right.
Yes,
it is. Oh, my goodness.
But I just said if the shoe fits, wear it. I never stated slut. And more than anyone, I do know this industry. I live it every day. And I can tell you that... when I was younger, living in Miami, that was during the loot days and jail point, I could have been in all of those kind of pictures. And I choose mm-hmm. to let my morals and values speak for me because I never wanted to bring shame to my parents. So I did not
take
those kind of.
She could have been in a loot video? What?
Girl, I done seen it all. Yes, ma'am. And actually, I was supposed to be on the cover. Yes, in a tea bag. I couldn't even do that. And I had on a bikini, and I couldn't even do that. Girl, I thought, no, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. My friend Lavinia Wiggs, she did do that cover of that rapper's album for Miami. She is on the back of that cover. We were both there together. Baby Mamika could not come out that room and take no pictures. Sorry.
So,
and that's why I said to her, but my moral standards always kicked in. And I fight for equality with my clothes on because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we as women can do what we want to do with our bodies. However, don't expect when you do something with your body for me to be okay with it. I don't have to be okay with it.
Right.
But to call Michelle Obama all of these bad things, I remember when she first wore that sleeveless dress and had her arms out, they literally crucified her.
Right.
And here this lady is fully naked. Not somewhat naked, but fully naked. But that's my end of news. I really didn't even expect to go all there because our beauty is a blessing. Our beauty. That's our November series. So I'm going to pass the mic on over to Swan and let her do her beauty segment. See it in 3D.
Hey, ladies. I just want to talk about seeing in 3D, and it's normally our beauty segment, but I wanted to talk about the beauty of the holidays, so I'm going to kind of incorporate you guys into it. So as far as Thanksgiving, do you guys dress up for Thanksgiving, even though you're out with your families? And also, do you guys shop on Black Friday? It's just a little different. And if so, what do you wear on Thanksgiving, and do you shop for Black Friday? So, two questions. Amanda and Moni, and Aretha, I want you guys to answer those questions for me.
All right.
That's
so
easy
I'll
for
let
me.
You guys go first.
That's easy for me. I don't celebrate like that. Thanksgiving's every day in this house.
Okay.
And I dress up every day, so I'm good every day. I'm in the kitchen cooking in heels. So and Black Friday, no, I don't go out. I do not do that because I feel like Black Friday and is a bit of a scam. They're only selling you things that no one wants anyways, and they put a low price on it. I don't do the Black Friday. I'm not standing out in line for until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I got to get my beauty sleep. I'll get up. If I want it, I'll get
right.
it. I'll order it or
right.
I'll get it.
Oh,
all right. Miss Aretha, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. No, I do not go out. I do not go out for Black Friday. If I want something, I'll just get it whenever I want it. And do I, you know, dress up for the holiday? I dress up so that, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, society says dress up for, you know, special occasion. But when we go to my parents' house for dinner, you know, it's elastic waist or a fancy muumuu because I am there to eat. and I'm serving people.
I love that. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And y'all know me. I don't shop on Black Friday at all. My only thing, I do Cyber Mondays, and I try to support black businesses only during this time.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important for me. And as far as dressing up, you know, most of the time it's casual, but, you know, it depends on whose house we're going to. They'll do a theme, jeans and an ugly sweater, jeans and a red sweater, you know, or black jeans and a white, you know. So my sister's really known for doing stuff like that and requiring that. But other than that, we come over. We're comfortable, we have a good time, and we're pretty much in the kitchen all night and all day, so a lot of us don't dress up. Now, I have gone to others, like when I go to my girlfriend's Gloria's house for Thanksgiving, I will dress up because that's their tradition, they dress for the holidays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have done both.
Wait, go ahead.
Hmm?
Sorry. No,
go ahead. I'm done.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. And the reason I asked that because I thought it was important just to hear some people do when they come over for either Thanksgiving, they may be different. Like you said, if you go to someone's house, they may dress up, whereas if it's just family, close family, then they may sit around and be comfortable. I love the moo-moo idea. Loving it. Love it, love it, love it. And then on Christmas, I know a lot of people will do the ugly sweater or, you know, they may do jeans or they may try to, as you said, wear something similar, maybe a red shirt or green or something Christmassy for that. And the last thing I wanted to say, since I always talk about makeup, everything is always about makeup, is for the holiday, if you can, look into some of your beauty supply stores and find you some glitter. Now, make sure your glitter is for eyes. It's a glitter for your eyes. That's important because I don't want anybody to go blind by putting a little glitter in their eyes. Do that. They have specific makeup for that. So, but it's really pretty. I saw some looks tonight. So, guys, go out into your beauty salons and look into your beauty supply stores and look into and get your glitter. They have some for your gloss if you want a little glitter on you. Don't overdo it. And then definitely for your eyes, you can go with the smoky eye and put glitter on it. You can go with a light eye and put glitter on it. And then in the base of it, just, you know, put your smoky eye in the corner. And I'm telling you, and you don't have to do a lot. You don't have to be an expert. And then the last thing I wanted to say is if you need help with it, go on YouTube. I always try to go on YouTube anyway. So you can find a lot of fall looks, festive makeup looks for the holidays, from the little bitty, from a little bit to, you know, if you want to glam, get glammed up, you know, with your red lips and everything. Or you can keep it casual with a nice eye. So just wanted to talk a little bit about that, and there you
have it in the 3D. All right. I don't know about
love
that glitter, but, you know, I like the other stuff you talked about, but I don't see it. I'm 46 years old. I'm not going to be bopping up there with no glitter all over my face. I don't think I'll be able to do that with Swan, but I appreciate you sharing, though.
God. In that group that Miss Gina just put us in, I saw one.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, can somebody do this? And you know, if I didn't have anything to do tonight, I would have been right here in the bathroom trying to do it. So I'm
going
to screenshot it, and I'm
going to
put it on
the table. I have to see it. Yeah, you screenshot it and then send it to me because I have to see stuff. Like, because when you talk about glitter, I'd be thinking,
No. Some of them are so pretty. They really are. But I'll screenshot it, and I'm going to send it to you.
I know. Don't start that 3 o'clock in the morning stuff because Gina was on my doggone phone 2 o'clock talking about she's doing a crease cut and all that. I said, what? This time of morning, you sitting around putting on makeup.
The makeup game has, I got to give it to you, Miss Gina. You working it. I see you. Yes,
ma'am. She did do it, though. Yeah, it looked good. It really did.
Yes.
All right, we're going to move into our fashion forward since we are talking about beauty and fashion. So Ms. Mona Mill Rock is going to bring us up to date and current and what's hot, what's trending in our Fashion Forward segment. And I want to say publicly, I have tried a couple of these styles, and trust Auntie been killing them dead. Yes,
you sure
ma'am,
have.
I have. So thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, and you look fabulous. I'm sure people were stealing your posts off of all of my pages and sharing it. So you did your thing while you were traveling. And the plaid, that was my favorite, the plaid outfit. And, oh, and your stockings. Those were gorgeous.
Yeah,
were those leggings or stockings?
They were stockings from the ice cream lady. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, gorgeous. Okay, well, we're moving into, it's getting a little chilly now, and we're moving into the holidays. We got Thanksgiving coming up, and then we're going to be going into Christmas. And what's trending right now, we're looking at the peplum straight leg jumpsuits. Those right now are trending for plus size women. And I did see some on Ashley Stewart and ASOS. They have some right now on sale that are going in red and black. And also, you can get your jumpsuits at Swan Central. I was just looking at your website, Swan, and I was looking at a black one. I think I'm going to order it tonight. But you can pick up one of your jumpsuits at Swan Central, too. Those are trending for holidays. If you're looking for something to wear to your Thanksgiving parties or even your office parties that are going to be happening, because we know this is the time that we are going to be having a lot of office parties. The poncho dress right now is also big. It's a big hit this year. Swan, I do believe you have some poncho dresses available, or the cape dress also available. Those are trending right now. And yes, and those are going to carry us straight into Thanksgiving, Christmas, straight all the way into New Year's, people. So make sure you pick up one and celebrate. And trending colors, we're looking at reds, emeralds, greens, sapphire blues. And right now, the hottest color that is going to be happening that you'll see a lot coming in is the purple. It's like a royal purple is coming in style. Also, when we're dressing up for the holidays, we must not forget to use and to add accessories. Everyone, you know, we put on these beautiful outfits, but we forget to dress up the outfit. So let's go out and accessorize. Get us some big, chunky necklaces. I'm working on some right now, Ankara necklaces that you'll see out on Dynasty Weekend. But also get you some of those chokers with the rhinestones attached that have the little dangly pieces that will decorate your décolletage area and make you look all fancy, beautiful. Dress up your outfits up and down. And no matter, like I always say, no matter what you choose to wear, make sure you always flaunt your curves. That's what I have for you guys for Fashion Forward this weekend.
So I got to get a peplum slim leg jumpsuit.
Yes. know what? They have them at, what is it? I'll post links where you can get them.
All right, sweet.
Swan has
Swan,
some.
I'm on your
Swan,
page
you
and I want
few.
This. What size black dress this is you got on?
Where's Swan?
Did she go? Okay,
now,
maybe she left.
Swan has the full length long sleeve jumper, and that's hot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
too.
I wanted this black dress because I can wear it to pageants because it's long.
Girl, I'm
but,
sorry, I had to push the meat. Y'all know
it's
I'm on
this you don't have any
2X. I'm sorry. What was the question?
That black long maxi dress with the pockets, but you don't have it in a 2X.
Let me see. Unless it's gone. I'm telling you, baby. Keep talking, y'all.
What size did you have on?
I think I had on a 1X, auntie. I do have it in a... I have it in a 2X. Is a 2X not showing?
It's not showing, but I'm a buy that one. But I'll go ahead and buy it in the 1X, and then you can put the 1X back up.
Yeah, I have the 1X, 2X, and a 3X.
Everyone needs to make sure they take advantage. They need to take advantage of this Black Friday sale and support their black-owned businesses. And head on over to Swan Central
right now. So.
Whatever they do tonight is going out tomorrow.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it won't even let me add it to my cart now. What is the problem? All right, we're back to the show because we're going to go ahead and have some time with, I need to just send it to you because it's not letting me do it now. I'm trying to tell you something. Get on there and fix this because you want people to come shop. Now you got to be working. Let me talk a little bit. They go that 2X, but it's out of stock still. All right, so, girl. We're going to be talking to Miss Aretha Cowden. She has, she is Miss Plus Size Sexy Diva. She is also known as Sister Big Bone, a.k.a. In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bone on the American Food Network. She is the current reigning Miss Kansas Sophisticate. American Elegance Sophisticate 2016. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a daughter with two beautiful, wonderful parents. And let me tell you something. When I say that she is doing her thing, she is in college right now pursuing a degree in criminal justice with a concentration in forensic science. She has a 3.9 GPA. She ain't playing, y'all. She has her own cooking show. She has her own catering business, Sister Big Bones Catering. She's a college student. She has been signed with a agency, a modeling agency in Wichita, Kansas. When I tell you, she is touching every realm of greatness. And you know what? When women say, I can't do that, I don't have time, I don't have the resources, I don't have the money. I always talk about Aretha. And she's doing it as a plus-size sexy diva. Understand me?
Yes.
And not just that, she's doing it better than most 20-year-olds are doing it.
I heard that.
So I want to welcome and introduce the sun and definitely reintroduce to some Miss Aretha Cowden, also known as Plus Size Sexy Diva. Sister Big Bone, how are you? And welcome to Curves in 3D Radio, and welcome to the Curvy Studio. We are going to be talking to you tonight. I am excited.
Thank you again for having me on this show tonight. I'm very excited. Yes, I am doing it. But I am doing it because it's not my power, but I am leaning on God's power. I am so thankful for all the support. And before we go any further, I just like to say thank you so much, my beautiful mentor, everyone that's listening. Omega Mother Seal is my mentor. She has been my mentor, and ever since then, I have flown above eagles. And I'm just so appreciative. Thank you so much, my beautiful mentor,
yes,
for being, you know, my personal coach, my life coach, my pageant coach, you know, just my mentor, my friend, someone that I can confide in, someone that I can hug, lay on the bosom, and get that love. I am just so happy that I am your mentee. Thank you so much for your support. You came all the way from Florida to Chicago to support me this past weekend in my pageant, and it was so amazing because I got to show you, not just tell you, what I can do. And that was so rewarding for you to be sitting out there in the audience watching me do what I do.
And it was definitely refreshing, and I can tell you guys that this young lady is greater than every jewel in the crown. When I tell you that, I was so impressed and so proud of her, you know. And not only that, I can say this because she know I say it with all the love. When I say she was the largest woman there, but you could not see it in anything that she did because she did everything with excellence. Everything.
Yes. Yes.
Not only were you the oldest too, right?
I was second to the oldest. I think the oldest person was probably in her 60s, and I'll be 50 in September. So yes, I'm up there.
When I
but
tell
I don't
you,
do.
You do, and it was a different type of pageant because they had all types of categories, all types of, I mean, from the teen, the young ladies to the merit. They introduced the merit division this year, was their inaugural year for the MRS division, but from girls that are size 2 all the way to Reese's size. And I'm going to tell you something, she did due diligence. I mean, when she went to the red and white and blue party, they got pictures of her in her bottle rocket dress, pictures of her everywhere,
ooh,
taking pictures with her with all of the different contestants. It was refreshing to see the confidence level that, I mean, you can't even buy this type of confidence. Because I thought I was a bad chick, but Aretha made me a believer this weekend, y'all. I'm telling you. And I say that
right,
with everything in me, because y'all always hear me say I'm the baddest chick, but I got so much more respect for who she is and what she does, because she is doing it with excellence and grace. Not only that, being chosen to launch her own cooking show on American Food Network, In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bone. Talk about that. I think the show actually airs January the 15th, 2017.
That's correct. It will launch January the 15th at 6 p.m. Eastern on American Food Network. It is going to be on a YouTube channel, and I'm just so excited about it because it's been my lifelong dream to have my own cooking show, because I want women and men to be comfortable in the kitchen. You know, they make things seem so hard with all these recipes and, you know, this, that, and the third, but I'm doing down-home cooking made easy. I want women to get back in the kitchen and start cooking again and stop going through these drive-thrus and cook a meal.
You don't have to step on people's toes. Now, I'm getting ready to hang up on you because you're not going to just talk about me.
I'm coming down there next month, and I'm going to be cooking for you. I'm going to be cooking for you when I come down there to Florida, so you don't have to worry about it at least for a week.
Oh, Lord, I absolutely love it, and I'm going to say thank you in advance. And In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones, they're coming in, they're bringing, redoing her entire kitchen, her sponsors. When I tell you, this is an elaborate setup, but not only that, she's so good and they love her confidence so much, they're allowing her to also have a crawler segment, being a food crawler. Talk about that for a minute.
Yes, food crawling. So I'll be going to different little hole-in-the-wall establishments, you know, seeing what they're cooking, if they allow me in the kitchen to see what they're doing. If not, then I'll be sitting out, you know, in the common area of their establishment, just ordering off the menu and eating and talking about how good the food is. That is just going to be so exciting because I'm not just going to be local. I'm going to be going throughout the country, wherever I can go, so I can, you know, hit a few spots and let people know. And when I come to Florida, hopefully that'll be I can come back to Florida and do a food crawl, and Auntie can, you know, be our guide and take us to a couple of places where we can showcase some good food from her part of the world. Because a lot of hole in the walls are like the best places. You don't hear about them because they're just small, but that down-home feel makes them so special. I mean, the women that are cooking there and the men that are cooking there, I mean, they've been cooking there for years. I mean, they're passed-down recipes. It's not, you know, mass production. You know, it's that down-home cooking, those hole-in-the-wall places, and I'm just so excited to be a part of that.
All right. I'm excited, too, and I can't wait that you come to Florida so we can actually dig in and do something like that. Let me ask you this. What holiday tradition are you continuing this year?
Well, I will be continually doing the cooking because I'm the sole cooker. My mom passed down the spoon to me years ago, and I've never returned it. So I am the sole cooker of holiday meals. All the recipes that I got from my mama. Everything, you know, that I do is because of my mama. She taught me how to cook. And so we're going to keep the tradition of turkey and dressing. I mean, real cornbread dressing. I make the cornbread from scratch. I don't cook anything out of a box. So we're going to keep that up. We're going to make sure I got those sweet potato pies, those Sister Big Bones sweet potato pies, that homemade peach cobbler with a double crust. Yes, ma'am.
Stop it. I'm going to go. Somebody's
going to
send me to bed. Somebody, did she say a double crust? Did she say a double crust? Wait a minute.
Double crust. That's right. And the sweet potato pies are the deep crust. We don't mess with the thin crust.
I don't eat no sweet potato pie,
we
baby,
deep
but
crust.
I will eat that double crust. Girl, you better
stop
eat
everything.
Yeah, we're making sure that we still have the greens with the ham hocks in it and, you know, we're just going to make sure that everybody is eating and enjoying themselves. When they wake up from a nap, they can eat again. You know, that's what eating and being around family is all about. Yeah, we might gain some pounds, but it's worth it. And then you can just walk it off.
Right.
Wow. Now, what traditions are, I know, Moni, y'all don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but
But we eat.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. So what do you normally cook for Thanksgiving? For your dinner that day? Do you do a traditional turkey dressing, or do you do something different?
Oh, we do turkey and we do lamb. No pork, you know, there's no pork in this house.
Right.
But we do we do everything else. We do the cornbread, we do the pies. But I cook every day. So you
but
know
does
what
your
I mean?
Husband
so
eat the potato pie and all of that stuff?
Yeah, of course. The only thing we don't eat is pork. Everything else is game.
Mm-hmm.
We eat everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, Swan, y'all do I know y'all do the full gamut over there. I already know how y'all get down over there.
Girl, yeah. All of it.
But Swan is kind of like me. We do the little Sunday dinner with the family on Sundays anyway.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, Sister Big Bone, let me ask you this,
ma'am.
Because there are so many new traditions. Everybody is talking about new traditions. So what, guys, is a new tradition that you would like to see implemented, not just with you, but, you know, in your community or in your family? What new tradition can you introduce to your family or your community? I'm going to start with you, Sister Big Bone.
Well, get away from the tradition. It's not about the food. It's coming together and loving on one another. So if you want to eat tacos on Thanksgiving, have you some tacos. It's not about the food. It's good that you're able to eat, but why we have to stick to the tradition? Break the traditional food. I mean, if you want meatloaf and mashed potatoes with corn and butter biscuits, then let's eat that. Because if I want chicken and dressing or turkey and dressing in July, believe me, my household is eating that because I can make those things. I don't have to wait till November. So we need to just realize that it's not about the type of food, but it's the type of time and fellowship that we have with one another.
That's it. All right. Gina, Swan, what do you want to really see implemented new in your family or community as a tradition?
You know what? Going to church on Sunday, because we were always, will be 47 December 1st, and ever since I have been on this earth, my grandmother has always, when my mom was little, had us have Christmas service before we open up our gifts and give thanks on Christmas morning. Now, I know a lot of people open their gifts up at midnight, that morning, but just have church. Just give thanks. So I would love to see more families implement that. And also, since we've been doing that at my church, we have Sunday morning service on Christmas at
Christmas morning service at 9, and you guys are more than welcome.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, so we have service with my regular family. That's what we've been doing for years. But now at our church, at the worship center, for the last few years, we've been having service at 9 a.m. on Christmas morning for an hour.
That's a good job. That's a good idea. I may take you up on that. Come on over. Yeah, I like that.
Come on over.
All right. And, Monty, what new tradition you would like to see implemented in your family and community?
New traditions I would like to see is for in my family, is for everyone to actually come together and get along. Because we know during the holidays time, we always say we're going to go to auntie's house, we're going to go to cousin's house, and we know by the end of the night something's going to happen. Someone is going to break out and say something, or someone's always got something negative to say. So I would love to just be able for families to get together and enjoy the time together. And whether I celebrate that holiday or not, I still go. Like, I support my friends, and I go to their homes, and I don't judge. That's not for me to judge, you know what I mean? Just because I don't celebrate it, I still want to be a part of your family and celebrate with you and have fun with you. So I would love to see other people, other Muslims like me, go into our Christian communities and enjoy their holidays and sit down with them and talk to them and enjoy the time with them. So that's for my family and for my community. I would love to see people just get along during the holidays and accept each other.
Okay.
That would be a nice tradition.
All right. It's got a little common theme here. And a new tradition for me, I started it last year, December, was to go out and give care packets and to feed the homeless in my community. I'm going to do that again this year. We were able to feed 100 homeless people last year, and then we were also able to give away 60 care packets with the toothbrush, the sanitizer, the soap, you know, the tissues, that kind of stuff. So I want to continue tradition and do it again this year. I did it as Miss Central Florida Plus America, and I'll be able to do it this year as Miss Florida Plus America. So I'm really going to go and continue that tradition this year. Because that's important.
Yay.
Yeah. So we are almost, we're only 3 minutes to the hour, so I'm going to let you ladies ask Ms. Arisa any questions that you may have for her as to what she's doing or what she's got going on, because we want to make sure everybody is supporting what she has going on for January as a sister girlfriend in the kitchen with recipes that are going to be down home. We all want everybody tuning in on January the 15th. So, Moni or Swan, do you have any questions for Sister Big Bone?
I do.
I don't have a question yet, but I want to say I, too, am so proud of you, Aretha.
Thanks.
Sister Big Bone. Because, girl, listen, when I say I look forward to hearing, girl, I'm trying to learn how to say that. So I just want you to know I'm so proud of you, honey. Keep it up. Keep it up. And I will be looking
thank you very
to
much.
Whatever you have coming up.
Thank you
same,
so much for
same
your support.
Here. Same here. I'm so, so proud of you and everything you're doing. And being on the Food Network, that had to be something. I mean, that's amazing, amazing to be able to be on that. On the Food Network. I watch it all the time, so I'm looking forward to seeing you. And do you have a website or a page that people can follow that we can link to some of our pages to get you out there?
Oh, yes. I will. I have my personal page, which is Arisa Cowden. It's on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I also have Sister Big Bones. That's my In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones page. I have Sister Big Bones Catering. I have I Am Beauty, which is my blog talk radio show. I have Plus Size Sexy Diva, which is my brand. So, yes, I will make sure that you get a hold of everything because Miss Omega, she has everything. And so she can link you up and hook you up so you can follow what I'm doing.
So we can,
because I like people to follow me.
Right.
Yeah, I like people to follow me and see what I'm doing, not because I want my light to shine, but I want people to see how even with, you know, being a plus-size woman and, you know, being a mother, you know, a college student, you know, a business owner, you can still be productive and do things if you are organized. Some of us want to do so much, but we're not organized. But what you need to get you a mentor. She'll show you or he'll show you how to organize your life. And Omega, she teaches me how to organize my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it looks so seamless and perfect because I'm following behind my mentor. And that's what, as women, that's what we need to do. We need to quit thinking we can do it all ourselves and get hooked up with a mentor, someone who can help you with your life, you know, help you to get it together. Because I'm telling you, before I got with Omega, you know, I had all these ideas and I wanted to do all these things, but they weren't coming together because I didn't have that connection with someone that can help me get it together.
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that too. She has changed my life. She really has. Y'all better get y'all that Enhance You coach, Omega.
That's right. Well, let me tell you something, ladies. You can do anything with balance, and my perfect triune is God first, family second, and career and ideas third, vision third. But if you always look to God for everything, everything else in your life will definitely fall into place. We are in a season of Thanksgiving. And one thing that I like, what you said, Monty, was that we celebrate, we give thanks in this house every day. You have to have a spirit of praise, a spirit of gratefulness. And you know what? Today was National Peace Day, and I wanted to make sure I got that out. Today was National Peace Day. And, you know, I want to celebrate that for the rest of the weekend, and I want to pay it forward. I got a message while I was out in Chicago that one of my girlfriends was standing in a line at Walmart, and the man paid for the person in front of him, and she was standing behind him, and then he paid for her food. I love to hear stuff like that, ladies.
Aww.
And this is the kind of things that I want us to do this holiday season. Aretha said something profound, too. It's not about how big of a gift or how much money you can spend, but what time or what are you giving back to someone else? What are you doing nice and kind for someone else? So this time of year, I really want us to show kindness. In every aspect of our lives, we need to be showing someone some form of kindness. So, Swan, I know you're getting ready to go on a cruise. You're going to meet some people. Figure out a way to do something for someone. You know, Monty, you're going to a fashion show. You got a lot going on. Figure out a way to do something nice for someone. And Aretha, with all of your ventures and everything that you got going on, figure out a way to be nice to someone, you know, and not expect anything in return. And let me tell you something. You will see exponential growth in your spiritual man and in your pocketbook because God will bless those who bless others. So we got to have a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of thanksgiving all holiday season long if we can just always talk about what we have done for somebody else and not in a braggadocious or, you know, I did. It ain't even about that because sometimes we need to move and operate in silence.
Right.
And only that person that you did it for, and I pray, God, let me yoke up with somebody today. When I wake up and I have that feeling, I know that I need to yoke up with somebody that day. And I don't talk about those situations or those issues. Now, if I'm paying it for it and I'm doing something like that, that's something. But when God allow you to yoke up with somebody, that's not something you're supposed to be talking about. Just do what God would have you to do. Bless that person, that man or woman of God. Bless them and keep it moving. Now, some pay it forward things, when you do it, you just tell that person to pay it forward. So I want us to be doing that all holiday season long. And sometimes, guys, it could be as cheap as a smile. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
right.
Sometimes we get so stressed out and so grumpy and bogged down and hell-hacked that we forget to smile at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be all of that person needed to make it that day. It's for somebody
mm-hmm.
to show them some form of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be that peace and that kindness this holiday season. This is Auntie here on Curves and 3D Radio. We thank you. I know I see you out there, Miss Nakai. I see y'all out there, and nobody did press one, but I didn't say it either. But if you have, if you want to come on and you want to speak to anybody, just press one, and we will get you into the call, the show today. I love y'all. I appreciate you guys listening in. I know why sometimes you're at work and you can't actually come on because you're at work and speak, but I thank you ladies for always being there and supporting Curves and 3D Radio. We love you for that, and we definitely appreciate you. Within the next coming months, we're definitely going to be doing our Thanksgiving. Swan won't be here, but normally we have our Thanksgiving show, and for the last 2 years, it has been our highest rated show, 2 years running, our Be Thankful show. So we will be having our Thanksgiving show next Thursday. So we definitely want you guys to join us. And if Aretha can get free and be a guest host for us to fill in for Swan, that would be great since I have you on
yes,
the
ma'am.
Show right now.
I will be on the line. I will
so
be on the
be
line, girl.
Next Thursday, like I said, it has, I mean, I guess because a lot of people just be sitting around, they do listen in and they call in. We have guys and husbands and everybody that call in and just tell us what they're thankful for. So in the last 2 years, it has been our highest rated shows for 2 years running. So we're not going to mess that up. We're going to make sure that we get on next Thursday and give thanks. So be tuning in, and it's a little bit off but kilter, but hopefully we'll be able to still get some of our segments in and just really hear from our listening audience. So I normally send out text messages that day and asking people to call in to tell us what they're thankful for, and we don't ever have a shortage of people to call in and say what they're thankful for. So, Ree, I'll have you in as our special guest host. And, Monty, if you can come on in, and I'll be here. We're going to make it do what
there.
It do. All right. I am proud of you. Congratulations on your show, The Roots, coming up this Sunday.
Thank you.
You got all of your tutus ready to roll?
We got them ready to go. We got them. I can't
wait. And what about
your
tops and everything? You got everything that you need?
Tops are done. We're working on a special crown right now because I have a lupus warrior as one of my models. So I'm going to present a special lupus crown for her on the runway. I can't wait to debut that. So, yeah, we have the Roots Fashion Show coming up Sunday. We have Tempe Tutu is going to make a debut in Arizona that day on the runway in the 80s
Yay!
Segment.
Get excited, guys.
I can't wait. And so much. Just follow me on my pages, Monty Maroc on Facebook, Curves in 3D Radio, 3D Plus Models, and also you can follow me on Instagram at I Am Monty Maroc. Stay tuned. Oh, I was also named today. I was called the Rapologist. That was my nickname I was given because apparently people love the way I rap the girls' hair and their head wraps. So I'm going to be rapping a bunch of models this coming Sunday also for the Roots Fashion Show.
I
so
love
I will be
that black and
that.
White piece that you
Isn't
did, the
it
rap
gorgeous?
That you did with that black and white. That thing is absolutely gorgeous. How many yards is that, if I may ask?
I would say about two yards.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, you did a nice wrap on that one. That was absolutely a gorgeous piece.
I can't wait to debut the way I wrap the girls. And And I also was asked to come in and wrap a couple models for another segment that's going to be down the line. So I will be debuting that too. So I guess I'm the new rapologist in Arizona. So check me out.
But you're going to be selling hair wraps on your website too, though, right?
I sure am. Sure am. Yes, I am. And I'll be bringing them out to Dynasty Weekend. So we will debut them out there too.
Oh, yay!
Yes. That was a little secret, but it's out.
I am excited. Yes. And then you have the show launching on January 15th. You'll be doing your commercial on Tuesday a promo commercial for the show. So I know you have all of that going on, and plus starting your new classes and your catering. She's been doing modeling with Catherine, so she has a lot on the plate and a lot on the table right now. But just want to echo these ladies and say I'm so proud of what you're doing and everything that you have going on. So
thank you. Thank you so
congratulations
much.
Congratulations to being a finalist in the American Elegance pageant. We were definitely excited about you being a finalist. And extremely proud of what you got going on. She's going to be one of my tutu, being fitted for one of my tutus in the actual segment that we're doing. So I'm going to be excited to do that. And, Monty, you will still be here, so that's something that we'll be able to do together as a co-owners of Tempty Tutus. So
yes,
I'm excited.
Yes.
Make sure y'all go and support Swan, everybody, under the sound of my voice. Please go to SwanCentralPlus.com, www.SwanCentralPlus.com, and order something tonight. Support black businesses without asking for a discount. We need your support. So make sure you go on and find something. It is something on her website that you can purchase tonight. And we want to make sure that we're doing that. We want to make sure that we close out her year, help her close out her year in a phenomenal way. So definitely get online and order. What was my code again? Black 50.
And how long is that going to?
Saturday at 8 a.m.
Okay.
36 hours.
So you want to make sure that you're going in and ordering something with – and what's the discount on the Black 50?
50% off.
You say 50?
That's right.
You said 50. Hold on. Let me go back to the shop thing. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that purple dress on up there, too.
I'm already there.
I'm going to go ahead and get that little purple piece. Huh? I'm going to go and get the purple one, too, then. I'm going to get that one, too. Is the little peacock dress $20 with 50% off?
I'm trying to get the wallet long sleeve maxi, but it's not. I don't think you have my size.
Which one?
And
what size are you?
I don't know. Me and you look like we're about the same size. So,
a 16-18.
Yeah, I'm a 16-18. So, I'm looking at the solid long sleeve maxi.
I fluctuate. And then some people like with those cape dresses, I have on a 2-8 in the pictures. But I like it longer. So, I like the 3-8 because I like it longer. So it depends on how people like them to fit.
Well, I'm a petite plus. I'm short. Everything's going to be long on me.
So then a 2X, I believe, would be better.
2X. Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have my size. Ooh, the one with the hood. I love that one. I found something in my size.
Right.
Look at
now.
Us. We're supposed to be doing a radio show and we're shopping.
We're encouraging the people, Moni and Monty. We're encouraging the people to go shop.
Look, I've been shopping. I promise I just pulled my credit. That's probably why I couldn't hear what y'all were saying. I had to pull out my credit. I shop for myself. I do.
That's how we have to do.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've been looking at that. The Geometric print. That's my favorite. You are wearing that dress. You have that one?
Oh, which one, baby?
The geometric? The geometric? Oh, you have it. I got it. I got it.
Swan, what does that jumpsuit look like? Because I can't see the top of it. Is it sleeveless or does it have sleeves?
Which one?
The little colorful jumpsuit on the first picture.
A colorful jumpsuit.
And let me go on my cart and see if I can see it, what you're calling it.
Colorful jumpsuit.
It's the one with the orange and the blues. It's called the abstract plant. It's a sleeveless jumpsuit, but is it like halter sleeveless or?
Oh, it goes around the neck, if that's the one I'm thinking.
Oh, no, I can't do that then. I got to be able to wear a bra, baby. I can't, auntie can't do that.
Yeah, you can wear a bra with it, but you got to wear a, I wore a half bra with it. And then unless you
I ain't going to be doing all that. I'm too heavy, baby. But now that floor print Relax Maxi, do you have that in a 2X or no? Check now.
I'm in here right now as we speak. I'm in here. So which one?
The
floral.
It's the floral 2X Relax. I mean the floral Maxi.
That chiffon one is nice. Cool, baby, but the floor maxi in a, I got it in a 1X and a 3X.
See, that 3X is going to be too big, and that 1X is going to catch me across the breast the wrong way.
Yeah, that 3X. Yeah, I had told you I had went shopping, so.
You did what?
I
put my dress back, gal.
Girl, I did. I went shopping. I did.
I like that little the animal print chiffon, but that belt too short. Why they made that belt so short?
Well, on the animal chiffon.
Mhm.
You say the belt? What do you mean short?
It ain't enough. It need the.
It's
nice and long though. I like that.
Yeah, the belt is long. I probably got it tied up, but the belt long. Is that what you mean, the belt?
Yeah,
the belt
looks short.
This reminds me of that other one that you had, that you wore for your competition.
Okay, it does? Okay, well, I'll get those three. I'll get the purple, the black, and the purple, the black, and the chiffon.
Okay, yeah, it's similar to that.
I need all those in a 2X.
Okay.
She's
I got that one.
I guess I got to register, Lord.
This one.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was getting ready to tell you. That's why you you ain't registered yet. I need your email address.
Well, I am registered. All right, so y'all, make sure y'all go and support. Swan Central Plus, she has a 50% off sale. Let me tell you something, people. That is awesome in this online boutique arena and business to be able to get everything at 50% off. Please do not, let me say it again, do not lose these discounts because those are 50% is far and few and in between, and she's even doing 50% off the clearance. Swan is doing 50% off the clearance. So if you are listening, until Saturday at 8 a.m., she is doing a 50 off. It's BLACK50. BLACK50. Get in. I'll post that on Curzon 3D radio show as well, Swan, so it'll be there.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
All right. Love y'all. It has been a pleasing pleasure, Miss Aretha. We love you, and thank you for joining us in the Curvy Studios. Until
next week,
baby, keep it curvy, baby. Love y'all.
Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.